Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Tes, the last daf here in Baba Kama, the first of the three babas, as we bring the first section of our travels. As we mentioned, Meseches Nezikin, in the days of old, all three babas used to be one Mesechta. We even had a sheet of the Rimigash that all of Seder Nezikin, if you're Medayik in the Lashon of the language that we had a couple of weeks ago, the entire Seder Nezikin was one Mesechta, not just the three babas, as Rovri showed him on the stand. The Rimigash at the beginning of Shavuos says all of Nezikin was really one Seder. But either way, we finish Be'ezus Hashem, the first section today, as we move on, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, to Baba Metzia. But first, we have the last stop here in Baba Kama of the 10th parak. Here we go, Kuf Yutas of an Aleph, second line, where we are up to. The Mesechta ends off with details of issues Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, as this whole Mesechta has been about, specifically talking, as we had the Mishnah yesterday, who am I allowed to buy merchandise from? Do I have to be worried that maybe it's stolen, maybe they got it in illegal ways? So the Mishnah had said that I'm not allowed to buy any fruit from people who are Shomrei Peiros, because if somebody guards an orchard, so they might have taken some for themselves. And then if I buy it, I am helping the Ganov, as we said at the end of the shir yesterday, the two aspects of the Rambam mentions. Number one, that you are being machzik yidei over avera, besides the fact that you are using stolen produce, which is usur in itself. So the Gemara says, v'lo mishomrei peiros v'chulu, Rav Zavin shabishasa me'arisa, Rav Zavin shabishasa me'arisa, Rav bought produce from an aris, from a sharecropper. Rashi says, what should be shasa? Chavilis muros. So vines. He brought bundles of vines. He brought it from the sharecropper. Amalei abaya. Vahatznan. Velo mishomrei peiros. Eitzimu peiros. Is it against the Mishnah? And the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't like to say, if it doesn't have to, Rav Tana Upalig, right? Rav could argue because he's an early Tana. So we'd rather not say that. So why Rav here did he buy if the Mishnah says one is not allowed to? Amalei, Hani Mili, Bishomer, Delesle Begufa Da'aramidi. Who are you not allowed to buy from? From a Shomer. From somebody who's guarding the fruit. He doesn't own any of the fruit. It's not his. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy from him, because then you assume it's stolen. Aval aris de isle begave, but a sharecropper, as we know, as we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem at length towards the end of Baba Metzia. Different types of sharecroppers. There's a chark, an aris, there's a choker, different types of sharecroppers. But either way, they have some rights to the produce, some type of percentage. So aris de isle begavayu, where they have something. So midenafshe or ema midenafshe kamazvin. So then you're allowed to assume that what you're buying is really his own percentage, and therefore one is allowed to buy from it. Again, if you know for sure that it's not, you're not allowed to. But here the whole issue is suffik and muchzak and what we have to assume. So we're allowed to assume lakula, and you could buy from them. And that's what Rav did. Tara Rabbanan, Shomrei Peiros, Lokin Mehen, Kishehen Yoshvin, Shomrei Peiros, even though the Mishnah says you can't buy from them, the Brice here says you can in certain situations. Kishehen Yoshvin, if they're sitting and relaxed and selling, it seems like they're not trying to hide anything. They're out in the open, they're not worried, so obviously they are honest. Kishehen Yoshvin, Umochrin, Vahasalin Lifnehem, and the baskets are in front of them. Viturtani Lifnehem, and the Turtani, that's the big scale that they used to weigh items on. Why? Why is this you're allowed to buy from them? Rashi, second skinny line, Tekiva de Mochrin Befarhes Yeloganvum. Since they are selling in public, so you can assume that they're being honest. Nothing to hide. Vekulan, back to the Gemara. Vekulan, Shamrula Hatmein Usser. But if they say when you buy it, you know what? Just eat this in hiding. Eat this in private. Make sure nobody sees that you bought this. So also that's usur, because then you have to assume that it's stolen. Lochin may hand me Pesach Hagina. Avalo me'achori Hagina. Along the same lines, you're allowed to buy when they are in the front of the garden. They're out in the open, but not from the achori Hagina, because then you have to assume that there's a problem there. Fine, that's some of the assumptions. Itmar, what if you know for sure that somebody's a goslin? Somebody gets illegal stuff, but you want to get some fruit also. So are you allowed to take any? So itmar, goslon me'emas mutter liknos hemanu, or ligvos hemanu. What are you allowed to buy from the goslin? Is there a stage? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about when do we assume a gazlan is not a gazlan anymore? What is tshuva? What kind of tshuva does he have to do? So the Gemara discusses that it's not just returning the money. It's going to another extreme. That even when it's man, you know, he goes to the other side and gives money. And when is a gambler allowed to be trusted? When all the different day is there. But here we're not talking about that. We're just talking about, from my perspective, when am I allowed to take produce from the gazlan? So machlokas. Rav Amar shetehe rov mishalo. Until the majority is his, once he has majority of his prop of his own, so then you're allowed to take from him. Ushvol Amar afilu mishalo. Even if only a minority, if all of his money is stolen, then you're not allowed to take from him. But if at least a minority is his, that's enough. Says the Bichidish. Let's just read the next line. According to our Girsa, O relay Rav Yehuda la adadai la kedivrei ha'omer afilu miyat shalo. So Rav Yehuda said to Ada his servant, like Shmuel, different Girsos, whether that's true or not, because we'll see who we paskin like. But either Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, let's talk about Shmuel first. What's the svar for Shmuel? Isn't that a Chiddush? Even if only minority is his, if the majority is still stolen, then you're still allowed to buy from him? Right, why is that? So explains the Amshul Shlomo. Oh, you have to remember, we don't know Vadai anything now here. It's all based on Chazaka. It's based on Muchzak. What do we assume about this person? So says the Amshul Shlomo, Ushmuel Amar, Afilu Amir Bavadai Mishalo, Vaharov, Hu Bechezkas Gazol, Lokhin. If you know for sure, Miut is Vadai Shalo. Rov is Muchzak Gazlan. That's where Shmuel says Lakula. Because Vadai he has some. You don't know Vadai anything about his gazelle activities. You know he's a Gazlan. But right now you don't know. It's all based on assumptions. Muchzak. So that's where Shmuel says you're allowed to take from him as long as Miur is Vadai Shalo. Kain Mistaver Be'enai Lafarish. That's what I think. Di Mayri Afilu Harov Be'Vadai Gazol. Because if you say it's a case where Vadai, the majority, is stolen, Pshita, to Aser Likach Mimenu, does Lina Basaruba. You'd go after the Rove in that case. Umikal Makom, but Miur Gazol, Verov Vadai Mishalo. But if it was the other way, if Vadai Mir was Gazal, but Vadai Shalo, that would also be okay. Near the Mutter Liknos Vibanu. Velo Shaykh Lomar called Khan, called Kavua Kamechsa Mechsadami. You wouldn't say the principle that we had earlier, that you split it, to, you have to look at it as half and half, because you only say that where Isar is Nikar Mimkomo. Well, you know for sure that Isar is Nikar, a certain type, a certain piece of meat, Pechulu, but not here. And then he ends off by saying, even though from the Rambam you don't get this impression. What does that mean? What does that mean? What Rambam is he? Is he talking about? So that is a Rambam, two Rambams. Can't learn the sugi without looking at both Rambams, the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, and the Rambam in Hilchos Gezela. So the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam Paskins are Gemara. Who does he Paskin like? Says the Rambam, Kol davar shechezkaso shehu ganuv, asu likachoso. Anything that has a chazaka that is stolen, You have good reason to believe that this item is stolen. You're not allowed to take it from him. You're not allowed to buy it from him. Also, likach oso. V'chein, and the Rambam adds, im rov oso hadavar, shehu ganuv, ein lochen oso. Or even if the majority is stolen, you're not allowed to buy. So who's that possibly like? Rav. Right? Because Rav, or Shmuel says, as long as the meat is his, you can buy from him. But the Rambam says here, b'feirish, even if the rov is ganuv and the meat is his, you're still not allowed to buy. Lefichach, and that's why he says, ein lochim in arom semer o chalav o gedim, avalochim in chalav o gvina b'amidbar v'chulu. As we saw some yesterday, and we'll see more. Kol shel davar, kol sheharo et mochro. Im haya bal habayis margish bo, mutar likach oso min haroe. Vim ein bal habayis mochro, and if the ein bal and margish bo, also likach oso. It depends if the guy is seemingly worried about the bal habayis. Is it public? Is it what we might call a milsa da avidi legluye? Then it would be mutter. Fine, that's the Rambam, and he sees the Vazan like Rav. Why? Magen Mishnah Hilchos Karav bi isure. Right, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Halachas like Rav bi isure. Halacha kishmuel bedine. This is a little tricky though. Is this a iser or is this didimaminus? Buying from stolen items from people. How do we look at that? That's a little of both Choshen Mishpat and Yaradeya. So the Magen Mishnah assumes here that explaining the Rambam that he goes like Rav. And then he adds at the end, v'yesh tamaksas b'loshen harav. But a little bit is difficult in the language, even though it wasn't like Rav, it's not mefurish like Rav. Why? Because that's Rav's lashon. V'chein imrov oso, or he's saying the Rambam, compared to Rav. V'chein imrov oso davar, deladivre Rav, achihe rov heter usser. What if it's half and half? Right, what's Rav's lashon? Rav's lashon is that achate rov mishalo. You have to have mostly his. Right? If it's not mostly his, it's still usser. What if it's half and half? It's still usser. That's the mostly his. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says, if it's mostly the ganav's, that's usser. Sounds like if it's half and half, then it'll be mutter. So it's a little slight difference, but it's closer to the Rav Shita than it is to Shmuel Shita. What's the problem with the Rambam's Shita? Let's go to Hilchas Gezela. The Rabbah a little bit later, a couple of program later in Hilchas Gezela, where he says in Perek Hey, Halacha Ches, Osir Leanos Ben Agazlan. It's Osir to get benefit and get from Agazlan. The Imhaya Miut Shalo. If the Miut is his, Afal Pisha Rov Mamono Gazul, Mutter Lehanos Bimanu. Right? So says the Rambam, even if Rov Mamon is stolen, it's Mutter. Right, stira nilchus gneiv and nilchus zela. Says the Magen Mishnah, zetemaksas shaksas. Says ksas because he's going to suggest an answer. Zetemaksas because if you look at nilchus gneiv, what we just read, he sees the basa like Rav, and here he sees the basa like Shmuel, and then he has a cryptic line which maybe we can appreciate being on the last daf of Vezekas Baba Kama. If there's any time that we have to hope to appreciate this line, it's right here, after spending a couple of months. Ulekayim divrei Rav nira lomar, shu mechalek, ben gazlan leganav. Maybe there's a difference between gazlan and ganav. In Ilchas Gezelar here, Perikei, he says more lakula. More lakula, as long as some of it is shelah gazlan, that would be okay. But in Ilchas Geneva, it's more chomer. And that has to connect to the Reb Chaim and to the others that we have discussed various times throughout the Masechta, the differences between Geneva and Gezela. Geneva being more focused on the Maisa, while Gezela being more focused on the Hefsid Mamo. And in terms of what the Ganav does, that must have applications for Lokeach Min HaGanav. You have to work out exactly what would be the svara for the difference between the two, but that is what the Magen Mishnah says. We don't have to like run to other achronim. The Magen Mishnah says maybe to be mechalek between Geneva and Gezela. By Geneva, the standards are higher. Maybe it's more of a heinous crime, as has been explained. Even though the Rambam himself, we have noted in the order of the halachas, gives off the opposite impression, because the Rambam goes from the kal el hakaved in Sefer Nezikin, right? What does he do? He starts off with Nizkei Mamon, that was the first six prakim, and then Geneva, and then Gezela, and then Chovel, and then Roseach, right? So in the order of things, he puts Gezela third, which is after Geneva. So why does he do that? More serious, but we said it's different. It's not more serious, it's a question of different. So we said it back on Daf Ayin Tes. Geneva is in stealth, Gezela is in front of a person, Befarhesya, right, which is more chamor. So the Gemara says on the one hand, Geneva is more chamor. That's why you pay kefel by Geneva. But on the other hand, Gzela is Vayigzal Zachadis, you go over and you stand somebody up in the face and grab from them. So it's hard to know which is more chamor. It's just different chayuv. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara has a machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel, and we have the shitas of the Rambam. Next, Mamon Masur. Talking still about other people's money and what you're allowed to do with them. Mamon Masur, the money, Mamon of a Masur. What's a Masur? A Masur is a Moser. Someone who gives over, presents. It was much more common in the days of old, where there were Jews that sympathized with the governmental agencies in which the countries in which we lived, and they were tremendously anti-Semitic and against the Jews, and they were Malshin. Right, Rashi says here, Malshin Hamoser Mamon Chaveiro La'anasim. Somebody who gives over somebody else's property. Let's say there's somebody who's going to come to their property and wants to steal from them. It's like, oh no, take so and so's. Right, or you have people who were informers. That's the classic definition. Informers. So Mamon Maser, the informer's money. So the halachi is Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda. Chad Amar, an informer is a very serious matter. Again, in the days of old, it was much more common. Mutala Abdu'l-Biyad says, one opinion says, you're even allowed to just like not deal with the informer's money, just allowed to destroy it. No, no, you can't actively take the informer's money. Machlokas. Mut manda amar. Mut, you know, stop there for a second before we continue. Why isn't it called a moser? Why is it called masur? It should be moser. Actively informing. Masur is passive. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's the recipient. Says the Tosas Yantif. Fascinating ha'ara. The Tosas Yantif says in Nidarim, in Perek Yud, the end, where it talks about, why is this in Nidarim, the last parak? Because the last parak is Nara Hame'orasa. What do we call the man by Erisin? The Arus, not the Ores. Why do we call him the Arus? Same kind of idea. The man is the active party. The man gives the woman something of value, puts the ring on her finger. So why is it the man called the Ores and not the Arus? Says the Tosas Yatif. V'ani shamati bidrasha mipi rabbeinu. Who's he going to quote? Tosas Yadav's Rebbe is the Maharal Prague. And the Maharal Prague, Tosas Yadav is one of the classic Mefarshim on Mishnayos. He writes in Akdama, I am writing this commentary because my Rebbe, the Maharal, said how important it is to learn Mishnayos. Right? Not just to rush to Gemara. You have to learn Mishnayos. That's what the Maharal told his Talmidim. Right? And that's what the Tosas Yadav had. We have a commentary, Tosas Yadav, because of the encouragement of his Rebbe, the Maharal. So here he quotes his Rebbe. Ani shamati b'drasha b'pi Rabbeinu, Moreno Arav, the Maharal, he quotes him here, the Loi, Zal, Sha'amar b'shem Masur, Lefi, Sha'af al-pi shalashaita hu ha-po'el u-moser acherim, even though at the moment he is active informing aval karuhu Masur, Lahoros, ki bo yavo yomo, v'lo ya'acher, v'harehu nimsar. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he's taken care of. Right? He might be thinking of himself as Moser now, but Hashem's going to make sure he's Masur pretty soon. If not in this world, in the next world. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure. V'yalpizeh. And then he says, if my Rebbe said that, I'm going to extend it to over here. Erison. Afa efshali gamkin losis tuftam l'shem arus sha'avo bishilofio emes hu hama'ares u'mekadish li'isha im kalzeh gamhu Mischayev al yidei kein b'kama dvarim. Sho ha'ish nischayev l'ishto. V'leficha yitzla gam bo shem arus. Shari gam hu nichnas b'zeh b'kama chiyuvim. He thinks he's being active now. But we're going to see who really wears the pants of the family. Right? He's ma'aris now. He's giving. Just realize what you're getting yourselves into in a good way. But the chiyuvim of Aksuba, u'bazeh shav hu pa'ul. So he is also as a parallel. We're not comparing Chas v'Shalom, an informer and a husband, right? But either way, that's the classic commentary of the Tosas Yantif there in the 10th parak of Nidar. So back to the Gemara. So Mamon Masur, Machlokas, Rav Huda, and Rav Yehuda, whether one is allowed to actively destroy the property of a Masur. So what are the Svaris? So the Gemara says, Man damar mutar la'abdo biyad, according to the one that says you can actively destroy a Masur. A Masur is somewhat of a form of a Rodef. Right? A Masur is an informer. He gives over the property. But we have to remember that property doesn't only stay at property. Very, very often in history, that led to Bikuach Nefesh. That led to the Jews' lives being in danger. So the Masur, they did have a Rodef. And what's the halach of a Rodef? A Rodef is, if somebody's trying to kill you, to get up and kill them before they kill you, you have to defend the life. So, mandar mutar l'abdo biyad lo yehe mamono chamer migufo. Right, his property is no more or less than their guf, and if somebody's allowed to actively be involved in their guf, right, so then, right, Rashi says, tekaim alar beperek sheni davar azara to mutar l'abid gufo biyadayim. Again, obviously not, we don't have this bizman hazeh, but in the days of old, where there were Jews that were putting the entire community in danger, and all the whole danger would have been taken and killed, and we have stories about this of Jews who went over to the dark side. Diktani minim misaros marid v'lomalin. Again, not bizman hazeh, the famous Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shechita, where the Chazon Ish that says that we don't have the halacha of ma'al marid v'lomalin bizman hazeh, right? Because Jews are tinoch shenishvas, many of them out there, and he has his lashon of aleinu le karevosan. I forgot the exact verb he uses. Ba'avosos ha'ahava. With ropes of love, right? That's his. That's the Chazon Ish's lashon. So, but again, in theoretical terms, if there is a rodev and you're allowed to destroy, you're allowed to hurt him physically, so that surely his money wouldn't be any less. Umadamar Asur La'abdo, but according to the one who says Asur to be ma'abed his property, what's the svara for that? Dilma Havile Zara Ma'alia. Okay, he deserves punishment, but maybe he's going to have children who come back, and therefore you're going to destroy their money. This money's going to be yarshin by them. Viksiv Yachin Rasha Mitzadik Yilbash. Often a Rasha will prepare something, and the tzadik will eventually get it. Now, many stories. Remember the story of Yosef Moker Shabbos, right? He prepared everything, and it ended up going to Yosef. So the idea of killing a Moser, as it's described here, right? We had this just a couple of days ago. The story of Rav Kahana. And he had to run away to Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam quotes here in Hilchos Chovel, a lot of important comments of the Rambam today. In Hilchos Chovel, the Rambam quotes in Paraches, Halacha, Yud and Yud Aleph, Mutter Larok Hamoser B'chol Makom, V'yafilu Bizman Hazesh Ein Donadin Nefashos. The Rambam says, if somebody's putting the entire community's life in danger, in the days of the Middle Ages, the medieval period, U'mutter Lahargo Kodem Sheyimsar, Elakisha Amar Hareni Moser Ploni Bagufa Oben Mamono Viafilu Mamon Kal Arehidras Bolamisa. He's a Rodef. If he says this is what I'm going to do, and you know he's on his way, right? This was part of the controversy with Bar Kamsa, where Bar Kamsa was basically a Moser for the entire Jewish people, and that's the mysterious Gemara there, where Zechariah ben Avkulis says you can't do it because people are going to think that if you bring a Baal Mum, the Gabi HaMizbeach, you're Chai Misa. People are going to think. And the other rabbi said, no, he's a Moser. We have to kill him. What's unclear is why they listened to him. Was he the Gadol Hador? Was he just louder? Why the Gemara says it was his comments that led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, so it's very unclear, different pshatim given. But the Rambam continues here and says, Asa Moser Asher Zomam Umasar. What happens if it was done already? If he's on his way, then you could kill him as self-defense. What if he did it already? So now what? The Rambam says, Yirali Sha'asu Lahargo. Then it's too late. If he already did it, and there weren't Eidim or Asra V'chulu, then you can't put him to death, unless you think he's going to do it again. Unless he's going to do it again. Asa Lahargo Ela Imkein Huchzak Lomasor Harizei Yehareg Shema Yimsar Acherim. And then he quotes the Rambam, Umaisim B'chol Zman Ba'arei Hama'arav Laharog HaMosarim Shehuchzaku Limsar Mamon Yisrael V'Limsar Es HaMosarim B'yad HaGoyim. Let the Goyim deal with the Mosarim. Right? Even though you can say he is an informant. Lahargam U'lahakosim U'lahasrim Kefi Risham. V'chein the Rambam adds, Kala Meitzar Litzibor U'mitzar Osa. This just doesn't mean if two people get into a fight. Right? It's talking about if there is a known person who endangers an entire community. Right, we can't really fathom this, Bizman Hazeh. But again, in the days of old, we have a little shtetl, and you have one guy who wants to get in good with the governor, or and he makes up a story about the Jews, makes up a blood libel, whatever it is, endangers the whole community. That's what the Rambam is talking about here. Umitzaroson, right, that's one of the legends about, we mentioned the Maharal before, the Maharal Miprag. One of the legends is that he made the golem, whether that's true or not, but the legend goes that whatever, he made that because of the blood libels, because of these informants, because of these mosers that made trouble for the Jews. So he says, V'chein kalam meitzar l'tzibur, umitzaroson mutter l'masru b'yad goyim l'koso l'asru l'kanso. Avam b'beit tzar yachid asru l'masru, as we just said. Because he causes trouble for one individual, not. And then he quotes, who do we paskin like? The Usr la'abid mamono shomoser. We paskin the shita here, Usr to destroy his property. V'yavapisha mutter la'abid gufo, shari mamono, ro'i li'arshav. As the Gemara says here, of Russia, Yachin Russia, Tzadik Yilbash. Again, there's more there, but let's leave it for now. Maybe we'll come back to another element of that in a minute. But let's continue. Says there's one other horror I just wanted to mention. Sorry, that the Sefer HaChinuch has another point. Why Usr La'abid Mamono? So number one, because it's Roy for the Yarshim. The Sefer HaChinuch, Kedarko Bakodesh. One would say, classic Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Chav Tes, on the Isra of stealing. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, another reason you can't destroy their money is because you shouldn't be involved in destruction. Because it's going to affect your own religious personality. Not just because, it's what the Chinuch says 50 times in his commentary, of Acharei Pu'ulos Dim Shachos Halavavos, says the Chinuch, Shelo Yargil Ha'adam Tivo B'kach, ki grius yia benafsham bahargila bemidos abchusos vaharos vu chevel chazak limshoch avon. Don't destroy things. Destroying things only can affect us negatively. Even if per se, forget the children. Okay, a person, you have to defend. But property, he says, besides the issue of Yarshim, number one. Number two, it's the being affected by the act that you're doing. Right? That's what he says on Baal Tashchis also. If you remember Baal Tashchis, we discussed a couple of prakim ago in the Tzadi Aleph or so, where he discussed the number one Baal Tashchis, Rishonim discussed, because Hashem gave you something, don't destroy it. And number two, the act of destruction will affect a person. We're not supposed to be involved in Maisa Hashchasa.
Okay.
Right, right. That's he did. He was involved in that too. Okay. Rav Chizda, two dots. Rav Chizda, Avilehu Arisa, David Takil, Vuyav Takil Veshakil. Rav Chizda, he had a certain aris that used to weigh out the amount that he was supposed to get. David Takil, Vuyahiv Takil Veshakil. He used to weigh out and give to Rav Chizda, right? He's the landowner. And then he used to weigh out and take for himself. Salke, and Rav Chizda removed him. Rav Chizda removed him. What was the problem with removing him? What did he do wrong here? It sounds like he was perfect. Right? He did exactly, he weighed out enough for himself and weighed out enough for Rav Chizda. Well, let's wait for a second. Kara anafshe vitzafun latzadik chel chote. And Rav Chizda called about himself. What's hidden for a tzadik? Is the chel is what the chote did, meaning he did the work, and then now I'm going to take it. Meaning what was the problem here? So Rashi says, Tokil v'shakal anafshe, 2 days. Midaktik b'chaluka v'ena mevater mechelko klum. He was very exact. Very exact. What's wrong with that? Let's wait. Lashon acher, mechza hayanotel, v'derech sha'arisim litol shlish. So the second day of Rashi is that he took too much. Hey, he split it half and half. You're not supposed to take half and half if you're an aris. That's why he removed him. The other day, the Achronim say that he was so medaktik that Mestama, he wasn't always so medaktik, he probably took too much. If you're a regular aris, you should give a little bit more, whatever the shear is, you know, err on the side of not stealing. Not to err on the side. So that's why Rav Chizda removed him, because this is not what is supposed to. Remember the Gemara Bat Metzia? We'll get to that in a month or two. That says that one of the Gemaras about why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Gemara in Yuma about Tzinas Chinam, the Gemara in Nedarim about Shel Berech HaMatara Tchila, and Gemara Bat Metzia. They did not do Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. They were done Din Torah. All right, so it sounds like this, he's very medakte. Very medakte, didn't give an inch. Other idea that, that's not how we society functions. Good. Continue. Kima tikvas chanev ki yivsa ki yeshal eloka nafsho. Right. What is the hope? Kima tikvas chanev ki yivsa when he steals ki yeshal eloka nafsho. Hashem will throw away his nefesh. So what is that referring to? Whose nefesh will Hashem throw? Rafuna Rav Chizda. Chana mar nafsho din yigzal. What is that? Hashem will throw out and protect. He will take out from the difficult situation. That's what yeshal here means. Nigzal, he would protect the Nigzal, the victim. The Chadamar, Nafsho Shal Gazlan. And the other one said, no, we'll throw away the Gazlan. He'll punish him. Madamar, Nafsho Shal Nigzal, Dichsif. Kainarachos, Kol Botzea Betza, Es Not Nefesh Ba'alav Yikach. Right, when you steal something, you're really taking the Nefesh of the person. Right, his identity. And Hashem needs to extract it. Umadamar, Nefesh Shal Gazlan, Dichsif, Al Tigzal Dol, Kidalu. Pasuk says in Mishlei that we shouldn't do that because Hashem is going to deal, and it's called the nefesh. The fact that the Gazlan is taking the Nigzal's nefesh, that is clear, and therefore the Gazlan's nefesh will have to be taken. Right? Rashi says, Gozel nefesh gozlehem. V'kava es kovehem nefesh. Right? The Lashon of Keva, now let's just finish this and I'll make a comment, that has been a couple of months. V'idach nami yaksiv. What about the other opinion? Haksiv nefesh ba'alav yikach. What is nefesh ba'alav yikach? According to the opinion that uses it the other way. My ba'alav, ba'alav dahashta. Right? It means maybe ba'alav dahashta, which means the Gazlan. So that pasuk could also be referring to the Gazlan. So what about the second opinion that refers to Nigzal? Matam Kamar. It's explaining the reason. Matam v'kaves koveim mishum dekavi nefesh. Why will Hashem punish them? Because they take the nefesh of the person that they are stealing from. Stop there for a moment. It's been a while, but a thought that we like to say, that the Pasuk says in, go back for a second, the Gemara says in Shabbos Laman Aleph that one of the questions that we're going to be asked is Kavati Itam HaTorah. Did we set aside time for Torah? That's the Pashas. But there is another level of interpretation based on Achsam Sofer. There's a Pasuk in Malachi, and also you don't have to quote the Pasuk in Malachi. Quote the Pasuk right here. Right? The Pasuk right here in Mishlei. The Pasuk says sometimes that the Lashon of stealing could be said as a Lashon of Keva. Right? In Malachi, the end of the Treyasar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaYikva Adam Elokim. The Navi says, could you steal from Hashem? HaYikva Adam Elokim. We steal animals, and then we bring the animals as karbanos. You think Hashem is interested in those animals? But the Lashon Keva means a Lashon of stealing. The Chassam Sofer, the end of the Nedarim, says that this also could refer to Talmud Torah. What does that mean? Kavati Adam Torah means stealing time for Torah. We have to steal time for Torah. Right, not just learn at the times that we're supposed to be learning. Even at times that we're supposed to be doing other things. Right, as Baalei Dafyomi and all those out there. Right, we have to realize this. That sometimes we're doing the daf when it's like, we should be doing other things. But you know what? Ain't Brera. We have to fit it in. We have to do it. And, this is what fits in. This is what we have to do. We're exhausted. But that's stealing time for Torah. And then he adds, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Stolen waters are sweetest. When we learn, and it ends up that we learn what we aren't supposed to learn. And it wasn't at the regular time. That's the sweetest to us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Lashon of Keva, meaning stealing as well. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, second to last skinny line. We referred to this Rabbi Yochanan back on Daf Beis, 117 days ago. Right, when we spoke about an introduction to, actually maybe not. Maybe we only said, we did a little bit there, but we also discussed at the beginning of Merubah. Back at the beginning of the seventh parak, where we spoke about the uniqueness of stealing as an avera, not in a good way, but it. So we quoted this: anyone who steals a little bit from their friend is as if you take their neshama, right? As we just said, shneamar kein archos kol botzeh betza es nefesh ba'alav yikach. As you see that, right? And this connects to the uniqueness of Gezel, the shita of at least one of the Tanoim, according to some Rishonim in the second parak in Ksubis, that there might be the big four, not the big three. Gzela might be the one of the big four. We had that also. We discussed this back in the sixth parak. Remember, we had the sugya of Asr Lahatzel Asmo B'mamun Chavero, or Mutl. Mutter, David HaMelech, is he allowed to burn down the plishti stuff in order to be able to defend oneself? So that's we discussed the Rashi there and the Tosas there, Daf Samach and Mabez, I think, in that we had earlier that relates to this, the uniqueness of this Avera. But again, it's something serious that we have discussed in the past. The Yomar and a couple of psukim related to this, Ba'achal Kitzircha V'lachmecha V'yochlu Banecha Uvenosecha. Right, he will end up consuming your children. The Yomar Mechamas Bnei Yehuda Asher Shavchu Dam Naki Ba'artzam. Again, Hamas is stealing, and it leads to spilling Dam Naki. V'omer, and finally, the third, fourth pasuk, El Shol Vol Beis Hadamim, El Asher Hamis Es HaGivonim. Shol is held responsible for killing the Givonim, as we'll see where that came up. So, Maiva Omer, what do we need all these psukim for? We have the first pasuk, that Genev and Gzela is considered Genevas Nefesh. What do we need all the psukim for? Maiva Omer. V'chi Tema, this is the point. V'chi Tema, after we quoted the first pasuk, and if you want to say Nefesh Ditei, it's considered like taking his own Nefesh. Aval Nefesh Banavu B'no Savlo. It's not considered taking his family's Tashma Basar Banavu B'no Sav. V'chi Tema, Hani Mili Hecha D'lo Yavdami. And if you think the only problem is where you have not, he doesn't pay for it. You don't pay for it. Avol hecha diav dami lo. But if you paid for it, even if you took it by force, it's not so bad. Tashma mechamas b'nei Yehuda asher shafchu dam naki ba'artzam. Remember, chamas is a lashon of even if you pay for it. We discussed earlier back on Daf Samach Beis the difference between chama, chamsan, gazlan. V'chi teima hani mil hecha tukav v'yadayim. And if you say maybe this is only where you actively did it, avol grama lo. But if it was just indirectly grama, then it wouldn't be considered so serious. Tashma, that's the raya from Shaul. El shavol beis adamim al asher hamis is agivonim. Remember the story, terrible tragic story where David HaMelech had to give over the descendants of Shaul to the Givonim to kill. And they killed them. Why? And the Pasuk says, because of what Shaul did. Shaul, what did Shaul do to the Givonim? He did some averis. It never says anywhere that he hurt the Givonim. V'chihechen matzinu, shaharek shalasa Givonim. Shaul massacred the city of Nov, Ir HaKohanim. But, with the hands of Doeg, but where do you see that he killed the Givonim? Aye, so Chazal say, Ella, mitoch shaharag nov ira kohanim, shayu maspikin lemayim umazon, they, the Givonim, remember, they were water carriers, they were wood choppers, they made a living from the city of Nov, the city of Kohanim. So once there was no more city, they lost their parnasa. Ma levalav akasav ki luharka. So it's indirect, but Shaul at least is to blame somewhat, we say, in that regard, so we see even an indirect way of stealing is a problem. If you look on the Chashuk Yechemet here, just one more, for the Masechta, he talks about here the level of, and the seriousness of Gzeila Geneva. He talks about the following case. What if there is a Yehudi Ani Asaf Kesef Labito Akala, an Ani collected money for his daughter who's getting married, and he's Samech Vatov Lev, already gave him money, and a guy Anas, this is just an example, a guy Anas comes to another Jew and puts a gun to his head and says, steal that money and get it for me, or I'm going to kill you. So, Lechora, if we don't pass it like that day we just mentioned from Ksubis, so we're not one of the big three. So, steal to save my life. Am I allowed to do that? So, as we discussed already earlier, the Chashuk Echem here says, though, here you have to be a little more worried. Because maybe, in the state that the Ani is, if you steal all the money from him, he's going to have a heart attack. Right? He has to make a wedding, and he just collected all of it, and if he loses it, im ha'ani ba'alev chalush yitachein sh'yemakam lomar shalo yignov. Yehareg va'al yitol, ki mesuga l'kabel hatkev lev, kishayire shekom ha'sha'ama b'meshach shana shlema, yelech l'timayon. Ella, but maybe not. Ein sali mozim idei vaday. Vaday, you're going to be killed. Safik the Ani's going to have a heart attack. So maybe you have to say, and it's also only grama. You're not stealing from him. So tzarechian. He doesn't really give a straight answer, but he said these are some of the issues that you have to be worried about. Akol lefiho inyan. You have to figure it out. Maybe go to a doctor and go to his doctor, the private records, see what his last health checkup was. Okay. Weiter, let's continue. Okay, a lot more here about Shaul HaMelech v'chulu, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara, Avalochim and Anoshim. But the Mishnah had said, you're allowed to buy from the women, Semer and Pishton, because you assume that it's theirs. They didn't steal it. They didn't steal it from their husbands. Taner Rabbanan. Lochim and Anoshim, Klei Semer v'Yehuda, Klei Pishton v'Galil, Avalo Yenos Ushmanim v'Slasos. But not wine, oil, or flour, because that, we have to assume, in those days, that it came from the husbands, and they took it from the husbands without permission. V'lomen avadim, v'lomen atinokos, not from avadim and children. Abba Shalomer, mocheres isha barba v'chamisha dinar, v'ilasos kipol erosha. Abba Shalom says, a small amount, in order to buy a head covering, that's okay. Because we assume that's understandable, that's part of what the husband gives to her. V'kulon sha'amru lahatvin aser. And remember, anybody who says, when we buy something, well, hide it, that's aser, because that's a dead giveaway. Gaboit staka, lochem en davar muat, avalo davar meruba. Gaboit staka, you could take from them a davar muat, something small, avalo davar meruba, but not a large amount, because then we have to be nervous. Vaha badadin, what about women who are badadin? Badadin are olive pressers, Rashi on the top left, bale beis habad. Right, shatagarin heim b'shemen lochim and nesheim zaysim b'shemen b'mida. Right, that because that's also no problem. There's no chash there of stealing. Lochim heim zaysim b'mida b'shemen b'mida large amounts avalo zaysim b'muad b'shemen b'muad. Because then that might be a reason they're only selling small because it's stolen. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer lochim minashim zaysim b'moed. You could buy it on Yantif b'galil ha'elyon shepa'amim. Adam Bosch Limkar Pesach Besam Nosin L'Ishto Mocheres. He'll give it to the wife in this case. Therefore, it would be Mutter. Ravina Iklal Abay Mechuza. Ravina came to Mechuza. Asu Nashid Abay Mechuza. Ramu Kameh. Kavle Vishire. They showed him jewelry. Kabo Minai. We took it from them. Amalei Rabba Tosval Ravina. Vatanya Gaboit Stokam Akalam and Davar Muat. Avalo Davar Meruba. Can't take a lot. Amalei Hani Lebnei Mechuza Davar Muat Ninu. They're so rich here. This is a Davar Muat for them. So therefore, it's not a problem. The Meiri says here three words. Hakol Lefiho Inyan. Meaning, in all these cases, all of these halachos, to apply them, Bizman Azeh, is one Yisod. If there's a chash that it's stolen, you're not allowed to take it. If there's no chash, so then it is not a problem. Hakol Lefiho Inyan. The Maharetz Chai is here, just asks an interesting question. He says, The story, remember, with David and Avigail. David's on his way to kill Navos, because Navos was a Morad b'Malchus. Not Navos, Naval. Right, Naval. Navos is later on with Achav. He's going to kill Naval, because Naval didn't give his men provisions. And Avigail stops him on the way. He says, no, here, take some stuff. And she gives him stuff from her husband. How was she able to do that? So we say, maybe it was stolen anyway, because it should have been David's. So he deals with that story right over here. Okay, Vayter, last Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in Maseches Bava Kamma, which deals with, again, issues of Gzela, employees, employers. If I have a worker for me, what is the worker allowed to keep? A lot of details. So here we go. Mochin Shakobis Motzi. If a launderer, there are some threads that come out in the laundry. So if I have a dry cleaner, so who keeps those threads? So in the days of old, maybe threads were pretty valuable. Mochen shakoves motzi areil shalom. The koves, the launderer, is allowed to keep them. Vahasorek motzi, but someone who is given wool to comb, there's more that comes out there. So areil shalom alabayas. Those have to be given back to the owner. Koves notel gimachutin vein shalom. A koves also, there are threads on the bottom that he actually takes out as it's extra put there. Expected to be taken out during the washing process. So you can take three rows, three threads, vein shalom. Yosem ikan arein shal balabayas. But more than that, belongs to the balabayas. Im haya shachar al gabi halavan. If it was black, al gabi lavan, if the bottom was a black threads, so for sure you could take. No dolas akol vein shalom, because those are known only to have been put there for the, where it was originally made, and then it's meant to be taken off. Vein shalom. But if the tailor, there's leftover thread, and there's enough to sew with, or umatlis, there's a little piece of garment, she gimel al gimel, that's 3x3 finger breadths, etzbos, harel shel balabayas, that's big enough, they have to give that back to the balabayas. Umasha charesh motzi b'ma'atzad, harel shelo, what a carpenter cuts b'ma'atzad, like shaving, sawdust, kind of stuff that he could keep. Upikashil, that's a different type of tool, where there are bigger pieces, like chips, shal balabayas, that has to be given back. Vimaya osa eitzal balabayas, but if he's working in the balabayas' own house, afanisarm shal balabayas, then everything, even the sawdust goes to the balabayas, that's why I'm having you work in my house. Period. Tan Rabbanan, mochin, mochin, and a koves, bebeshein shalom. You're allowed to buy mochin from a koves. Right, not only does he get to keep it, you're allowed to buy it from him, because it's his. Bebeshein shalom. Ha koves notel shtei chutin, al yonim. The koves is allowed to take the two upper threads. That's going to be a stira, because our mishnah said three. Two upper, vein shalom. He's allowed to keep that. Velo yatil bo, yoser mishlosha chovin. And this is describing some type of a process. As part of the cleaning, they used to stretch the garment, they used to thread a couple of extra threads in the edges, loop them, and then pull them, and tighten them. You can look at all the picture books on Masechta Shabbos about the womb, and the loom, and the warp, and the woof, and all the malachis of Batenirin, and Potsei, and Oreg. So this relates to those processes. V'lo yatil bo yosem mishlo shechovis, you can't put more than three stitches for each of these extra loops. V'lo yisrok ha-beged l'shisyo ela la'arvo. And it should only comb the beged vertically, not horizontally. Because this was all the norm in those days. U'mashvihu la'arko v'lo l'rachbo. And you could cut off the extra part lengthwise, but not widthwise. V'imba la'shvoso a-tefach rashoi. And you could do it up to a tefach, you could cut off, but not more than that, because that's what's accepted behavior. Omar Mar, Shnei Chutin, he could keep two threads. Vonantran Shalosh. But we learned in the Mishnah three threads. Lokasha, Habalimi, Habakatini. Depends if they're thick or thin. Thick ones, you could only keep two. The thin ones, you could keep three. Period. Velo Yisro, Gabegel, Shisio, Elo, Arvo. You're only allowed to do it, vertically. Lotanya Ifcha, we have a Bryce that says the opposite. Lokasha, Habaglima, Habasarbala. It depends if you're talking about a glima. Glima is a weekday type of beged. Rashi says, talis ha'asuya l'chol yom, and a sarbala, which is like a fancy type of beged. Again, different practices for different types of a begadim. V'lo yatil bo yosem yishlo shechovin. You can't put more than three threads into the loop in order to pull it and to stretch it taut. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, amtuye v'asuye chad, odilma amtuye v'asuye trey. When I loop it through and then I pull it out, is that called two threads or one thread? Is a full loop called one or two? So, Teku, put that on the list with Eliyahu Hanavi. Again, we have the opposite brisa, lokasha, habiglima, habem yone. Maybe there's a difference between a full baged or a belt, right? A full baged, right? A coat's length, right? It's more important to be even, right? That's why you have to, in both ways, because everybody sees the bottom hem. A belt is kind of covered, so nobody sees that, so there's less of an issue. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein lochim in asorig mochin, mibnei she'eino shelo. From a comer, a sorig, you're not allowed to buy extra mochin, because you have to assume that's not his. He stole it, that's what we have to assume. Asks the Ravid, one second, umakam shenagu liyo shelo lochin. But if the minhag is for him to keep it, he could keep it. Stop there for a second. These extra strings, isn't that shinui? Shinui kona? Right, ask the Ravid, why is there a problem here? So the Ravid says, anytime, and this is, wow, it's tucked away in the last daf here. Says the Ravid, anytime there's a shinui that is known to happen, it's part of the process, and the person gives it to you in order to change it that way, then that's not called the shinui kona. That's not called shinui kona. Ikasha l'chanek nu b'libun lokasha. Ki oso ha-shinui midas balabayis nasebo. V'hu socho l'kach. V'ein ze shinui shel yad ha-gazlan. Ki hu yadu shel balabeged. Again, if there's a ganef, then this far doesn't apply, because the balabayis didn't give it to you for anything. But here, a worker, we discussed this. Remember, uman kona b'shevach kli. We discussed that in that sugya. But the Ravid says here, if it's a worker and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and there's leftover stuff, there's no shinui there. It's exactly what you were supposed to do. This is meant to happen. And therefore, you have to give it back, unless it's the minug, to keep it. Good. You're allowed to buy from them pillows and blankets. Why? My time akanin b'shinui. This is not normal and natural. Here, Yudavka, you made it into something. So that's already beyond. So it fits nicely with that Rivet. Tana Rabbanan, ein lochem migardi. You can't take from a weaver all of these parts of the loom and all of these items. Lo irin, lo nirin, lo punkalin, lo shiire pekios. All different types of thread materials or thread utensils. Ava lochem and beged menumar. But you could take a spotted beged, the beged menumar. That's already done. Arev Vishesi, Tavui Va'arig, right? Extra threads. Arev Vishesi, the different directions, the warp and the woof. Tavui Va'arig, spun thread, or a woven beged. Fast Gemara, Amri, Hashta, Tavui Shakli, if you can take thread from then, Arig Miboy, so surely a whole garment that was made, you're allowed to take from them. So, no, my Arig Techi. Here, Arig might mean Techi, which are just chains of threads. So it's not even a beged. So that's what the Gemara Bryce is talking about, that you're allowed to take from them. Tana Rabbanan, ein lochim in atzaba. You're not allowed to buy from a dyer. Lo osos velo dugmos. Right, these are pieces of garment that people might have given them to test, to see how the dye absorbs into these materials, so those don't belong to him. So you're not allowed to buy those. Velo tlushin shel semer, or pieces of some parts of wool. Avalokim and beget savua. You could take a colored beged. Beged savua. Right, Rashi says, beged savua, right, that's already been colored, and therefore, Rashi, the bottom right of Rashi, de beged shalem lo ganav, v'inami ganvo kanya b'shinui. Right, it's a whole beged, and even if he stole it, he's nikne b'shinui. So, v'inami shalem is okay. Tavui u'begadim, threaded and begadim. So, again, the Gemara says, hasha tavi shaka begadim iboy. If you can take threads, surely begadim. My begadim namti. Begadim here means felt, pressed felt, and not spun fibers, and therefore it's not going to be a shinui anyway. Tana Rabbanan, anos, in other words, abdon, all different types of artisans that the Gemara talks about. If you give oros, hides, to a tanner, ma'abed, one of the Lamates Malachis, hakitsuin vatlushin, arelo shabalabayas, the cut-off pieces belong to the owner, they're too big. Veha ole, mishetef, Bamayim, that's Rashi's Gersa, Hari Elu Shalo. But the little pieces that come off when you wash it, so that's so small, that's a hefker, and therefore you could keep it. If the bottom part of the beggar was black on top of white, that you're allowed to take. Amar Yehuda Katsra Shmei, the Katsra Shakale. The launderer is called a Katsra, and that's what we call him. Okay, what's the chiddush of that line? What do we have to know that for? So the some of the achronim I saw mentioned what's the chiddush of this line. Katsu Shmei v'Katsu Shokalei. So he quotes Yitachein She Bala. This is quote from the Mishchas Aron, quoted here in the Biurei Adaf. He says, "Ma bar Rav Yehuda lo lamid b'kach ubiyer shehuk shel Rav Yehuda maduim ayeshachro agabe lavan akol lefi shel akoves." Why, if it's black and white, does he get to keep the whole thing? Hari lomroch is zeh megane es habeged. Even though it makes the beged worse, maybe the balabayas wants these threads. So lachin biyer Rav Yehuda, he's called a cutter, a kotzer. So that's why it's understood. It's understood he's cutting off the edge. So if you put something on the edge, the balabayas knows that it's going to be cut off, and therefore. That's why he's allowed to take the whole black. And we're not choshesh that the balabayas himself wants it. Amar of Yehuda, Vayter, Hakol, Olin, Leminyan, Treles. But these extra rows count for the minyan of Treles. What does that mean? We don't have time to get into the details now, but Rashi here notes that there is a certain amount of rows of thread that has to be at the corner of the tzitzis. Treles here means tzitzis. The beged tzitzis. Right? You put it, at a certain amount is allowed as you tie it on. So those three rows count. Those three rows count when you put on the tzitzis on the beged. For Yitzchak Bri Kapit Alayo. Yitzchak, my son, instead of Yehuda's Makbid, to remove them before you put the tzitzis on. Because you know they're going to be removed, so maybe that's not going to be, rows that you should count in the, area created for the corner of the tzitzis. Okay, fine. Hachayet Shashir as achud v'chulu v'kama litvar. So, says the Mishnah, if there's leftover thread enough to sew something, that belongs to the balabayas. So how much is that? V'kama litvar. Amar avasi, mali machat v'chutzla machat. Right, a little more than a needle thread. Of the length of a needle. So, ibo eluhu, mali machat v'chutzla machat k'mali machat. Odila mali machat v'chutzla machat mashuhu. Is it a drop more than a needle thread? Or the length of two needle threads. Toshma Titania. How much could you keep? Again, this must have been very lamaisa in those days. In the time period, we're the little tiny threads, who cares? Right? That Pizman Azeh will all be hefker. But you take it to a tailor. But then it seems like it was a much more focused and important. Toshma Titania. Hachai Tashir Esachut. Pachos Michate Litfarbo. If he leaves over less than enough to sew with, umatlas shipchusa mishalosh shalos, or a beged that is less than 3x3, bismach shabalabayis makpid aleyen, hare ilu shabalabayis. If the balabayis is makpid even on that tiny amount, it's theirs. Ein balabayis makpid aleyen, hare shalo, and if not, they get to keep it. So, one second. E amrit bishlama malo machad, vichutzla machad, kimlo machad, if you say it means two lengths of the needle, so then we understand why less he would care about. Pachos mikan chazi l'sichsa. There's still the less than two lengths, so you see it's roy to make a loop on a pin. Ela i'amrit mali machad v'chutz l'machad mashahu. But if you say it means a drop more than the length of a needle, pachos mikan l'may chazis. What's it roy for? What would the balabais be machbid for it? Ela shmamina, so must be right. Mali machad v'chutz l'machad kimelo machad shmamina. It means the longer amount, that's the minimum, that goes to the balabais. Good. Masha Harish Vechulu. The last halacha. The carpenter. If he uses a tool and he makes tiny little pieces, then he gets to keep it. Bigger pieces, he has to give it back. Veramini, but the Brisa says, Masha Harish Motzi b'ma'atzad v'anifsak b'megeira hare elu shavalabayis. 1 minute. Our Mishnah says, if you use the ma'atzad, he gets to keep it. The sawdust. And here it says, you have to give it back to the balabayas. V'ayotzi mitachas makdeach u'mitachas rehitni v'hanigra b'megeira. Right, different types of tools, harilo shalo, those he could keep. So amarava is just a word difference. Ba'asra, the Tarnaditon, are in the place where our Mishnah was talking about ikatarti chatzini. There are two types of chopping tools. L'rabasi karile kashil, ulizizrasi karile matzad. And that's why he could keep the matzad stuff, but not the kashil stuff. Ba'asra, the Tanabra, in the place where the other brisa was written, chadu de'ika v'karile matzad. It's one kli. So the matzah leaves bigger pieces. That's why you have to give it back to the balabais. Good. V'im haya ose eitzel chulu. But if you're doing all the work in the balabais' house, Tana Rabbanan says, Mesatati avanim, a lot of words today. Mesatati avanim ein b'mishum gezel. People who chisel stones. There is no gezel there. Because you assume that the extra pieces, the balabais is mafkir. And it's not makpid for. Mefaske ilanos, mefaske gefanim. If you cut and prune trees and gefanim, menach vihigi, menach shizroim, the odre yirakos, all of these gardeners, gardening activities. So let's say a gardener cuts off some stuff. Could he, who owns that stuff? Bizmacha balabais makbat aleihem, yeshbe mishum gezel, ein balabais makbat aleihem, hare elu shelo. Amr Yehuda, kashus vachaziz, ein b'mishum gezel. Hops and other little growths of bushes, there is no gezel there. He could keep it. Ba'asra de kapti, yish b'mishum gezel. But in a place where the balabais would be makbid, there is the issue of gezel. Amar avina, o machse machsia, asra de kapti hu. Machse machsia is like a place where people are makbid, and therefore it is an issue of gezel. That's where the mesechta ends. It ends saying it is gezel. So some achronim say, look at the last Rashi. Mazamachsia, makom behemosu. It's a place where animals are. Vitzrich in lemeret tov. They need a good pasture. That's why there's gezel. Barashi doesn't want to end with gezel, so he ends with the word tov. He ends with the word tov, he ends with good. Right? Good pasture. Right? He wants to end with that. The Marshai has that ha'ara here. Right? Why is there? He points out that point in Rashi. Why doesn't it end, with, something good? So one point is Rashi, but then he says, well, we're not really finished because all the babas are really one mesechta. So we'll have to come back to this when we finish Baba Basra, Bez Hashem. If the mesechta really ends with something negative or something positive, that is the Marsha's ha'ara right here. Rashi ends with this, Shiniskavin, Apil Bashakas, Lassayim Badara Tov. Vacha Kula Mesecha Zazikin Midal Vadavos, Ukamashka the Resh Mesechta, the Chulu, and then he continues, and then he tries to discuss V'cheina Talmud, Basar the Siyim, the Kapit Siyim Ba'osios. He says, also the Lashon Hu, he says, Hu are the letters of Shem Hashem, Moras Rosav Havaya, the Yud and Heve Eke. He tries to like work it out that the last word is something more symbolic. But either way, this is the Hagozel Umachil. Again, there's a lot here. Remember the thought that we mentioned once or twice before. Mesechta, we're talking about whether this is one mesechta or not. Why is a mesechta called a mesechta? Meseches. Why is a mesechta? Because Tosfos Yontif writes in the Hakdama Tashas, we mentioned Tosfos Yontif earlier, he mentions mesechta masuch in Aramaic means to be mixed in and diluted. Right? You take wine and you dilute it. So every mesechta is mixed, as a lot of everything mixed into the mesechta. All different things are mixed in. We discussed A and B and C. Number one, the Sefer Chasidim quotes a pasuk by Shimshon that it means woven, arug. It says there in Shoftim Perek Tezayin that Meseches is like that relates to what we discussed today about all the weaving processes. So it's all arug together. Meseches are all woven together. But we added that maybe it's also like a mask. A Meseches is like a mask because you open up the Meseches, you think you're going to get one thing, which you do get, but you get a lot more also. A lot more. It's hidden. There's so much Torah Shabbat Peh there that's hidden, so we have to try to appreciate that. Again, we go through it quickly. Daf Yomi doesn't give the opportunity to learn as much as we can, but at least it gives us an opening to start learning everything. So, Baruch Hashem, Chazak Ve'matzim, Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Shnayim Ochzin Vitalis. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow.